The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Stories from the South on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Kia ora and welcome to Stories from the South on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. This is our show dedicated to celebrating South Invercargill, brought to you by South Alive. South Alive is a community-led organisation focused on building pride and well-being in South Invercargill. We have an awesome network of volunteers working on lots of different projects, like community events, community gardens and orchards, sustainable living initiatives, and much more. I'm your host, Courtney Ellison, and today on Stories from the South, we'll be doing a little bit of a wrap of the things that South Alive offers and the ways that you can get involved, as this is actually our last show on Radio Southland. I guess I first want to acknowledge and thank Radio Southland for providing this platform for us to share our stories, both about what South Alive does and will continue to do, but also for sharing the stories of other awesome people in South Invercargill and highlighting the wonderful people and events and things that happen in our part of this beautiful city. Massive thank you to Radio Southland for giving us this opportunity. But first, I guess some of the latest news from South Alive. We had our big annual quiz night just last week. So this is our biggest fundraiser of the year and is an awesome night out down at the Newfield Tavern. We had 35 teams this year, so great turnout again. We really appreciate the level of support we get from the community each year, and we know there's a lot of regular teams or regular groups that come back each year to take part in the quiz night. Yes, they're there for the prizes and the raffles, but also just because it's a great fun night out. So we love seeing everyone come together for that. A big thanks to Gareth, who's our MC every year and does a wonderful job both leading the quiz and running all of the raffles and auctions that happen throughout the night too. So big thanks to Gareth Scott for doing that again this year. Thanks to all of the teams that came along. And later on in the show, I'll be doing a bit of a shout out to all of the wonderful organisations that donated prizes for the quiz this year. We really couldn't make it the fundraiser it is for ourselves without the support of all those organisations, so definitely want to give them a shout out. In terms of some other events that we've got coming up in South Invercargill this month, we have our annual Meet the Funders event happening on the 15th of August. So this is something we have every year, and it's a chance for groups to connect with local funders and to talk about the projects or things that they've got coming up that they might need some funding for. So we've got a lot of the local funders in the room. We'll have Community Trust, ILT, ILT Foundation, Active Southland, the Department of Internal Affairs, who have lotteries and COGS funding. The City Council will be there because they've got their wellbeing and creative communities funding. So lots of different funders in the room and available there. So they'll all have a little bit of a chat about what they offer or any particular criteria that you might need to be aware of. And then it's a chance to have those one-on-one conversations directly with the funders, about anything you've got that you're working on or that is coming up. And it's particularly useful for those groups that are perhaps newer or don't have those existing relationships with the funders and want to know where to start, who to talk to. It's a great opportunity for that. So it's happening on the 15th of August down at the Pacific Island Advisory Cultural Trust, which is also known as PACT, and that's down on Beaumont Street. So Saturday the 15th of August from 1 till 3 in the afternoon. We also have some of our regular things continuing, like our Citizens Advice Bureau clinics every Tuesday from 10 till 1. They are down there in the Pod Cafe, and they are really there to help people navigate when you don't know where to go or what to do with a problem. They can help guide you and direct you to where you might be able to get some support or services that are available. It's kind of like when you don't know who to ask them, and they'll steer you in the right direction. So we've got some lovely volunteers that come along every Tuesday and are available to have a chat with you. So definitely make use of that if you need to. We've also got our very popular Mend It Monday. Every month in the lead up to Mend It Monday, we get lots of phone calls about when it's happening. So the next one is happening on the 10th of August. So it's on a Monday. The ladies start at 10 and they go through till about 2, I think. And they mend or repair any items of clothing that you might have. You just bring in what you want repaired and a $5 donation per item, and they will get it all repaired for you. We also have on the 19th of August our next couple with a cop. So I think we might have mentioned last time that we've got a new community constable in the area, Owen, and he is really keen to be there available in the community for anyone to come and have a chat with him about any concerns or any questions you might have. So he is now doing some once a month. He's going to be available in the cafe, sitting there having a coffee, and you're welcome to sit there and join him and have a chat. So the next one of that is coming up on the 19th of August in the Pod Cafe from 12 till 1. So as I mentioned, this is our last radio show, but the work of South Alive is continuing. So we really would encourage people to come down and get involved. And I thought, because it's our last show, and because we really are community-led and volunteer-driven, I wanted to just reinforce all the different ways that you can volunteer with South Alive. We have a wonderful network of about 100 volunteers who regularly contribute to South Alive and all of our different initiatives. And in the last year, there was more than 7,000 hours donated by those volunteers. So it's really a tremendous effort. And that might seem daunting for some, and I don't say that to make it daunting. I just want to highlight, I guess, the impact that everyday people in our community can have. And I think that collective effort, when everyone pitches in just a little, it adds up to be quite significant. So some of our volunteers are volunteering tens of hours a week. Some might contribute just a couple of hours a month. And all of that is really useful and valued by us and our community. So a few ways you can volunteer. We've obviously got our volunteer action teams. And each show I've kind of highlighted one of those, but I just wanted to run through them all now so you kind of get an idea of just how many different ways you can volunteer, and that there really is something for any skill or interest or ability. So we have our fruit and nut team. They're one of our OGs, one of our originals. The fruit and nut team have been going since South Alive started 14 years ago. They've got 80 fruit and nut trees spread across South Invercargill, across 8 different locations, 8 different parks. And while those trees are now pretty well established, there's still a lot of work to do in weeding and mulching and pruning. And so they've got a wonderful team who look after those orchards and continue to keep them looking great and producing wonderful fruit and nuts for our community to come and harvest from and enjoy. Our community garden team is similarly, gardening focused, like the fruit and nut team, but they are the community garden team, or the beautification team, as we call it. They look after the community garden that is there in our community park, just outside our pod building. And so there's 18 colourful garden beds there and a tunnel house. And so that team look after those gardens. Again, weeding, replanting, planning what's going to go in each year and when to harvest and all that sort of thing. And so they would really love some extra helping hands. You can be involved in one-off working bees, or you can be involved in planning and doing, the organising of what happens or what gets put into those gardens. Or you can, and again, with many of our groups, if you've got experience, that's wonderful. But you don't have to. If you would be really keen to learn about gardening or gain some new skills, then you're welcome to come along and join in, because the volunteers that we do have in that group have a wealth of knowledge that they're really happy to share. All they'd love is an extra set of hands to give them, to help them out, and they're really happy to share those skills and that knowledge. We also have our sustainable living team, and so they are focused on delivering initiatives that look after our environment and promote that message and educate people around how to take better care of this world we live on, because we've only got one. And so, we need to look after it. So they've done a lot of work around the rubbish and recycling down at the pod and trying to improve the signage and education around what can go in what bin. They look after our recycle station that we've got down there where we collect soft plastics, bottle tops, and a few other bits and bobs. So you can come down and check out our recycle station and see what we collect and drop off a few things. And as well as that, they're doing a little bit of their own education upskilling, doing a few workshops online around food waste in particular. And that has been really inspiring for the group. So they're looking at running some cooking classes around reducing food waste. So utilising those things that often we chuck out. They might sit in our cupboard a bit too, or a fridge a bit too long and typically go to waste. So they're looking at ways you can prevent that from going to waste and use it so in your cooking. So yeah, stay tuned for some, keep an eye out on our socials or our notice boards around South Invercargill for some more details about that coming out soon. We've also got our Pay It Forward volunteer team. So there's kind of two bits to that one. We've got our Pay It Forward food bags. So that's again volunteers that put together these food bags for people in need. And then our Knitwits team, who are our Thursday knitters, and they come together every Thursday and knit items for the hospital that they donate. So lovely little booties and hats and blankets and things for the babies down at Kew Hospital. So that's our Pay It Forward team. Our events team are a group that organise all of those big annual events that you see us deliver each year, like our Deck the Pod community Christmas party, our Children's Day event down at Elizabeth Park that draws well over 1,000 people each year. The events team put all the work in behind the scenes to make those events happen, and then of course are there on the day to bring the events to life as well. And a little bit along the same lines, but focus more around our young people, is our Rangatahi events crew. So, yeah, similar in that they are doing all the behind-the-scenes work to plan events for our community, but it's with a real rangatahi focus. So it is a group of young people in that team, and they are designing and planning events for young people. So making sure that the events that we deliver for young people are going to be what young people actually want to come along to. They're a great group. We've got a few new people that have joined in the last month. And they're really enthusiastic and have some great ideas about some potential events coming up. So definitely watch this space to see what our incredible young people come up with. We also have our host volunteer team. So our hosts are the lovely people that greet you when you come into South Alive, into the pod, down in the community room end of the building. So they look after that space. They're like the kaitiakis of our community hub. They're keeping the place nice and tidy. They are that welcoming person there to answer any questions you might have about when things are coming up or how you can be involved, and really looking after that space. And then finally we have our volunteers that work in the Pod Cafe. So when we reopened the cafe in April as the Pod Cafe, we really relied heavily on volunteers to make this happen. Everything we do is really community driven, and our cafe is no exception. And so we've got some wonderful regular volunteers who are helping out once a week, coming in for a few hours, helping clear tables, wash dishes, helping out with odd jobs like that in the cafe, and just really keeping that space ticking over. So that support is really invaluable. So that just from those volunteer action teams alone, there is a huge range of ways that people get involved. And yeah, like I said at the start, anything from multiple hours a week to just 1 or 2 hours a month. There's so many different ways that people can contribute. Those are our regular volunteer action teams, but there are also quite a few volunteers on our books that just help out with odd jobs, or they're there to help out on the day of an event or at a group or an activity. We've got the volunteers that help with keep looking after the little libraries that we run and make sure that they're well stocked, or we've got the volunteers who'll replenish the flowers that are on the tables in the cafe. So there's lots of little things like that different ways people can contribute that sort of might be based around their interests or their skills or their time that they've got available. So even if nothing in what I've just said resonates particularly for you, but you still want to be involved in the community and making a difference, then please pop down and see us. We're always happy to have a chat about how you can be part of the South Alive story and contribute to the community, because we will definitely be able to find something for everyone. And so, yeah, that's a little bit about the volunteering and really what is the heart of South Alive. We've been going for 14 years. We've had lots of different projects over that time. And we're always wanting to hear from our community. So even if you perhaps don't want to volunteer, but you've got some thoughts around what could make a real difference to building the pride and well-being of our people in South Invercargill, we'd love to hear from you. We do some more formal engagement and community surveys every year, but you're welcome to contribute your ideas at any time. We are community-led, and so we're always wanting to hear from our community about what's important to you and what can make a difference in our community. So I always end the show with a supporter shout out. But before I do that, specifically for the quiz night, I just want to acknowledge all of the supporters that we have throughout the year. We obviously have some wonderful local funders that support us. So I just want to thank the ILT and ILT Foundation, who are massive supporters of our mahi with a grant each year. Similarly, Community Trust South and Invercargill City Council through their Wellbeing Fund and some long-term plan funding support our mahi each year. We really appreciate their ongoing support. The Department of Internal Affairs with lotteries and COGS funding that we've received in the last few years. Again, we appreciate that. Active Southland continue to support us both with funding and with collaborating on a lot of different projects. I'm nervous that I'm going to miss someone. Tododo, there it is. Tododo have been big supporters of us for the last 5 years, with focused around the rangatahi of South Invercargill and enabling us to deliver a lot of initiatives focused directly on the rangatahi. And so, yeah, massive thank you to them for their ongoing support. The support from all of those funders is so invaluable. I talk a lot about the volunteers and the contributions they make and those 7,000 plus hours, which is huge. And if you put a money value on that, it would be hundreds of thousands each year. But we also need resources and to keep the hub that we've got going operating so that we can support those volunteers and all of those efforts. So that funding from local through local grants and things enables us to continue to support our volunteers and do those, run all of these different initiatives that I talk about on each show. So a massive thanks to, yeah, those funders and those that provide those grants for us. And I also want to acknowledge that there's a lot of organisations throughout the year that support us, whether it's, say, New World Alice Road providing the cake for the school holiday events, or it's The Y bringing their trailer to pop-up park parties. And there's so many different ways that different organisations or businesses support us throughout the year, and we really appreciate it. But today I wanted to give a shout-out to all of those organisations and businesses that supported us with our quiz night recently. It is, like I said, our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we couldn't do it without the generous donations of these businesses. So it is a long list, but I want to take the time to acknowledge them all. So a massive thank you to Glowing Sky, Clip and Climb at ILT Stadium, Forsyth Bar, 1NZ, IQ, Bailey and Lewis Pharmacy, Columbus Coffee, Mighty Meats, SBS, Bathsheba Gardening, Gray's Good Snacks, The Newfield Tavern, Solvit and Escape, Michael Broad Artist, Creativity Plus, Men's Shed, Prime Golf, The Church 1914, New World Alice Road, Big Save, Rakiura Jade, Inky Dinky Fingers, FIL, Splash Palace, Proactive Education, Janice Gill Artist, Dyack's Nurseries, the Nitwits South Alive Team, Wine Hopper Bus, Rugby Southland, ILT, Kiwi Park, The Warehouse, Good Tech, Yaks and Yetis, ET Patchwork Circle, Southern Adventure, AJ Hackett Bungee, Windsor Natural Health, and the Hop On, Hop Off Wine Tours and Insurance Brokers Alliance. So a huge range of businesses and organisations that supported us. So if you're in need of any of the services or products that these organisations offer, please go out there and support them. and let that, you know, good karma come back to them. If they've supported us, we want to support them in their business too. So, yeah, massive thanks to all of those businesses, organisations and individuals that supported our annual quiz night. And thank you for joining us today and for every show that you've tuned into over the last few years as we've been running this. Thanks for tuning into Stories from the South. As I said, the show is wrapping up, but the work South Alive does will continue. So if you want to stay connected to what we do, we have a lot of different ways you can keep in touch. Of course, you can pop down and see us at the pod. We're usually open weekdays from 10 till 2. You can jump onto social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram and soon to be on TikTok. We have lots of physical notice boards that we put all of our event posters and group posters up on. So either the notice board's down at South Alive, inside or outside. There's some great notice boards around South City at the New World, on Martin Street outside the Inky Dinky shop. There's a great notice board there. So we often put things up there. And once a quarter, we put a full page ad in the Southern Express. So that's another way, great way to keep an eye on what's coming up. Or you're welcome to give us a call on 03 218 6882, or check out our website, southalive.org.nz. So heaps of different ways to stay in touch, keep connected, and be part of what we do down there at South Alive. So, yeah, if you're interested in volunteering, coming along to any of the events, lots of different ways to stay connected. And this show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the programs tab.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.